again. You haven't disarranged your... I can't say it. You arranged to keep running.
No. Ma. Mummy. No.
No, she can't run anymore. She's going to be tired. You're in a giddy mood this morning, aren't you?
Mood. Mood.
A giddy mood.
Giddy mood.
I think it's lack of sleep.
Mood.
Because Mummy was up a lot in the night with you. You were in a mood then, but it wasn't a giddy mood, was it? It was a bad mood.
Bad mood.
You were in a bad mood, weren't you?
Yeah.
You were crying.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't want to be cuddled. And when I didn't cuddle you, you wanted to be cuddled. Excuse me, what do you say? What do you say?
Excuse me.
Excuse me, please. What do you say? What do you say?
Tummy ache.
Thomas has tummy ache?
Yeah.
You keep saying you have tummy ache. You told me all day yesterday you have tummy ache. Have you really got tummy ache? Thomas, have you really got tummy ache?
No. Move.
Mood. Good moods and bad moods. And happy moods. And sad moods. And giddy moods. You've got hiccups, haven't you?
Yeah.
Why don't you have a little sip of juice? That usually cures it, doesn't it?
Oh, dear. Oh.
What are you doing?
Oh. Ooh.
Hiccups. Have you got good manners?
No.
No. You tell me this morning you had good manners. Who's told you you have good manners? Don't you dare throw that.
Good manners.
Who's told you you have good manners?
Here you are.
Oh, thank you very much. Would you like to look at this, Thomas? Look, the postman came this morning before you got up.
Let's hold it.
You need to hold it. Well, you be very careful. Mummy and Daddy were in such a rush we haven't had time to open them yet. Mummy and Daddy's wedding envelope.
Santa?
No.
What's this?
Look at the envelope. What's it got on it?
Flowers.
Some flowers?
Flower.
Yes.
Flower.
There's another one with flowers on. And what's about that one?
Around the post box.
Is that how they came through the post box? We've not opened them yet. We've opened this one. You open that very carefully. Oh, hiccups. Oh, you're not even going to look at it.
Here, Mummy.
You think you're playing post boxes, don't you? Do you want to get that out? Carefully. That's a handmade card.
Oh, dear.
You pull the pink card out. You're not going to look at it, look. It's got bells and ribbons on it.
There. There's Mummy chip.
Oh, there are two more there with things on, look.
What's this?
That's a heart.
Thank you.
Thank you, and who's that on that card?
The beast.
It's a bear. Which bear is it?
Peter Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. Look at those cards. It's a little gold heart.
What's this?
It's an envelope.
Mom.
There.
No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh dear. Look. Broke.
Has it broken?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are a major. What's this?
It's a stamp. What happened the other day when we went to the post box? Who came with us?
Christopher Thomas.
Christopher, and tell us, did Christopher post some letters? Was he with his daddy? So I'll have to open the rest when daddy comes home tonight. Won't we?
Yeah. No.
You like to look at that again?
Thank
Be very careful with it.
Thank you, Mummy.
That's quite all right, Thomas. You're trying to post it. Oh, I see. You're posting my special anniversary card from Dawn and Michael through the back of your chair, are you? Oh, it's a jolly good postbox, doesn't it? Oh, very inventive.
Whoa.
One,
two, three.
That's the only one that came through the post. All the rest have been hand-delivered, haven't they? And would you like to look, at this special book, Thomas? We only get this out once a year.
Oh,
this. Mummy, I'll come and sit next to you, because this is a very, very special book. You've got to be ever so careful with the pages. Yes? You need to be very careful. What's this? What is it? Can you smell that? Mm. Oh, it's not like you not to say poo. Take it out.
Oh dear.
Yeah, should we put the box in the thing?
A box.
Oh, what's this special book got in it? You've never seen this before, have you?
Careful
with your hands. Don't keep your hands on the brown bits, not on the photos. Who's that?
Mummy.
Mummy.
Dad.
Mummy and Grandad. That's my daddy, isn't it? Mm. And can you see that posh car?
Oh, what's this?
That's the vicar. The last time you saw a vicar was at Christmas and you said, man address. Yes, very loudly. It was quite
man address.
Man address. Who's that?
Daddy.
And who's that?
Daddy.
No, it's not Daddy, that's Uncle David.
No, I'm a David.
He's not got his big truck with him now, though, has he?
What's this,
that's
Mummy.
Uncle David.
Church.
Yes, in church, that's right. Yes, in church.
What's this?
That's my mummy and daddy. That's Daisy and that's Owen. Grandma and Grandad in York. Yes?
Yes.
Ah, now who's this?
Grandma and Dad and Mama.
Grandma and Grandad. Which Grandma and Grandad is it?
Mm.
Which ones? What's this Grandma called?
Mummy.
What's Grandma called?
Jean.
And Grandad?
Jean.
No, Grandad's not called Jean. Grandad's called Leonard.
Yes.
Who's that?
Daddy.
Daddy and?
Sharon.
Sharon, that's right. David and Sharon. You spotted Sharon, didn't you, at the back with a hat on? You won't know a lot of these people, Thomas. You've got hiccups so badly today, haven't
What's
you?
This?
It's a posh car. Look at that car.
Mummy, Daddy.
Yes, Mummy and Daddy.
What's this?
It's Mummy's dress. What's she got in her hair? Those are the days when Mummy was slim. and I didn't have grey hair, and I didn't have glasses, and I didn't have you, and I didn't have you. Here it is. Where have you seen that photograph before? Is it there, isn't it, on the wall? What's happening there? What's happening? Is that happening?
Yeah.
You and Daddy having a kiss?
Sharon.
No, that's not Sharon, that's her husband, David. That's Daddy's brother, David. Uncle David. We've not seen one of Auntie Pat yet, have we, Daddy's dog? Do you know that lady?
The roof.
Auntie Jack. She's on that photograph up there, look. Isn't she? Auntie Jacqueline?
Yep.
Sing on the CP Caves like that.
Party!
Party, that's right. We usually it's a party, aren't we? Oh, that's it. No more.
No more.
No more. We might put one of you in there, actually.
Change.
Idea, wouldn't it? One of you and one of Birdie.
Change. Again.
Again. You want to see it again? You do need changing, actually, for this.
No more.
No more.
What's happening?
What's happened?
Oh,
there we are.
No more.
Shall we see if we can find one of Auntie Patty? Patricia.
Patricia.
What's Patricia's rabbit called?
Molly.
Molly. Auntie Trish was a bridesmaid, so we should have some. Oh, look, there we are. That's Daddy's twin sister.
Yeah.
What, who's it?
Jack.
No, that's not Jack, no. That's Jack, no, it's Auntie Patty. And that's Mummy's niece, that's your cousin Helen. Look, Daddy is putting that ring on Mummy's finger. And I've never taken it off since because I can't get it off. Can you see Daddy putting that ring on Mummy's finger? Is that your pal, Grandad? Because all these are your grandma and grandparents, aren't they? But these are the grandma. Can't get my words out. These are the grandparents that you see every week. Grandad Leonard and Grandma Jean. And you don't see my mummy and daddy very often because they live too far away. There's Auntie Pat again. Look. Can you see we're carrying flowers?
Yeah.
And some of the ladies have flowers on their button holes, don't they? There's Auntie Pat.
Church.
Yes, that's where the meal was afterwards. That wasn't at the church. That was in York.
No more.
Have you seen enough?
Patsy.
You want to see Patsy again?
What's happening? Yeah. What's this? Patsy and Molly.
Auntie Patsy gave you Molly the rabbit, didn't she?
Okay.
I'm not actually sure what she wants to be called. I call her Auntie Patsy, but we call her Tricia, don't we?
Ooh, wee jump.
Is Molly jumping off the photograph album?
Oh dear, hold on.
Ooh.
You want
Oh, thank you. Shall I nurse Molly? Molly can have a little look, can't she?
Look, Molly. Oh, Molly. In there.
Just be careful touching the photographs. Just touch the edges where the brown is, the paper. What do you do with Nana and Grandad when they come to stay?
Nana and Grandad. Oh, what's this?
Auntie Pat. Be careful. Oh!
Big bang.
It's a big bang, wasn't there? Look at her paws, Tom. Look at her feet.
You want mummy?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mummy's having a look.
Mummy frightened.
Oh, yeah, she's frightened. She doesn't like that.
Oh,
I think you were frightened tonight. You didn't sleep very well. You keep talking about big bears. Has somebody frightened you? Has somebody told you something about some bears?
A buzzy bee.
A buzzy bee?
Mm.
And a bee?
Yep.
Have you been frightened by something?
Yeah.
What have you been frightened by?
Oh, dear.
What have you been frightened by?
A bee.
Was there a bee in your bedroom?
No.
Has a bee stung you?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Where did the bee sting you?
No.
When? When has a bee stung you in your mouth, Thomas? Has it really? Because the other day I wanted you to eat your meal outside and you said, no, big bears eat it. Now, when you were outside, has a bee stung you while you've been eating? Has a bee stung you?
Yeah.
In your mouth?
No. My heart.
Thomas, has something happened in your mouth?
Molly.
Or is it just a tooth coming through?
No.
Because you've not really been that bright the past few days, have you?
No.
Just be careful touching the photographs, that's right. Just turn the pages. That's a piece of sharp nail there. Mm. You're enjoying looking at that, aren't you? I don't think you're bothered about the pictures, but you like the sound of the book next. Bang. Just watch your hands.
Molly frightened,
yes. Has Thomas been frightened by something?
No.
Oh, that's a heavy box. Be careful. Gosh, that's heavy. Oh, shall we put it away in the box now?
Would it?
Shall we put it away in the box? Till next September. All right, Daddy will look at it tonight. We always look at it. We're very boring. Trying to frighten Molly, that's not very kind, is it? Be careful, it's heavy. Oh no, she's frightened. Be careful, Thomas, be careful.
Stay, Molly.
No. Oh, that's it now. No, Mommy's too frightened, we've got to put it away. No, give Molly a cuddle now, say you're sorry.
Sorry, Molly.
Thank you, Thomas.
You comfort her. Right, shall we put this book
away? Big brush. Really, big brush.
Does that smell funny as well?
Big brush.
There we are. Daddy, I'll have a look later. We've got a huge box of chocolates as well, Thomas, tonight.
Red thing.
A big red. Have you seen it already?
Yes, in the fire.
Well, do you know why it's behind the fire guard?
So that Thomas can't hold it. What's this?
That's the box. We're putting it away now. No, it's all gone now. Shall we have a look at those chocolates, but we can't touch them?
Let's see.
You'd like to see them?
Yeah.
I would as well.
Nice! A fire dog.
Fire dog?
I want to see them as well. They look very, very nice, didn't they?
Yes.
When we opened them this morning, we thought, let's buy those from Thomas, we thought. Oh, look, there's a heart-shaped one. Do you remember that card we looked at with the heart on it?
Mummy, I picked that off.
Paper off? No, I can't. It's stuck. It's stuck. And anyway, they're for Daddy as well. We can't open them until Daddy's here, can we?
Oh.
What can you see? Is there one there with red paper? And gold foil? Oh, no. You said Thomas hold and Thomas lock. And that's what we're doing. No, we can't, Thomas. They're for Daddy. Substitute my little packet of buttons instead. No, we can't. No, they're for Daddy. They're for Daddy. We've got to put them in the fire guard. That's the nursery rhyme on the back of the packet. Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider and sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet's eye. We're opening those tonight, aren't we? Could I have the egg cup, please? No, we're so desperate for chocolate, we can't wait until tonight. Should we put this back?
No.
No, we can't. Please, we can't open them. There's only to look at them. I think Dimitri and I will have a proper chocolate. We'll leave you just to... Funny time to get into the box.
Oh, I can message.
Do you like the piece? No, you can't have them. Don't damage the box. You've got to go back towards the fire, behind the fire now. Mummy can't talk this morning. I've had a lot of sleep last night. My brain's not in game. No, it won't open, Thomas. It'll open tonight when Daddy comes home. We're having a lovely time here. You haven't had any yet.
No. What's this? What's this, Mummy?
That's one wrapped in red foil.
What's this?
It's a heart-shaped chocolate.
What's this?
It's a white chocolate. Look at that one, three colours. Dark chocolate. Chocolate, milk chocolate.
What's this?
It's a chocolate, a dark chocolate.
What's this?
Thomas, if you don't eat any chocolate buttons, we'll eat them all.
That going in your tummy?
Yeah.
Show me whereabouts. As far down as that? Oh, Thomas, you're wet, aren't you? Oh, we left it too long to change you. Never mind. We'll change you in a minute, shall we?
Oh.
Would you like changing?
No.
Can I have a kiss, please?
Yes,
you showed Dimitri this. This is terribly exciting. We went to McDonald's over the holiday weekends.
I remember because of the diary.
Yes. You're very excited, weren't you? And what did we see when we were looking out of the window?
Ambulance, police car.
We saw lots of buses, didn't we? Let's put these back now for Daddy when he comes in tonight.
If you're very, very nice to Daddy, he might open the box and let you have it.
Are they all gone?
They come in.
Shall we see if we can find another packet, because three of us are sharing. Be careful with the alphabet break. Thomas! No. No, that's... Look. Look at this special cup. Here. Look. It says, Peter sat down to rest. He was very damp with sitting in that can. Look, Peter Rabbit sitting in a watering can. Here, what's the rhyme on this one? Oh, look, it's your favourite. Bob, Bob, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. One for the master and one for the dame. And one for the little boy who lives down the lane. Who's taught you to do that? You look like you're at a disco. In the 70s.
No!
What, sing it again? Bob, Bob, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. One for the master and one for the dame. And one for Tommy Tittlemouse who lives down the lane. Thank you, said the master, and thank you, said the dame. And thank you, said the little boy who lives down the lane. In the morning, that's the song you and Ben sing, isn't it? It's music group. In the morning. But at the party. Now you're going to share those chocolates.
How many did you put in your mouth all together?
Have you lost one?
Oh,
found it.
Thank you.
Oh, right, look, I've got two stuck together.
McDonald's.
Chips, McDonald's. And what else did you see passing the window? The buses.
Buses.
What number bus did we see?
42.
There were so many number 42s, I couldn't believe it. And yet if I'm waiting at the bus stop, there aren't any 42s. There must be about 15 number 42s. Weren't there? 42.
Chips
and McDonald's. Yes. And what else did we have? A burger.
Ready.
Some Coca-Cola. Did you drink yours out of a straw?
White one.
Drink it through a straw. Big white beaker, that's right. Birdie's looking upset. I wonder if that ginger pussycat's there again.
A fight.
Can we fight?
Yeah. Open the door.
Open the door and I'll see if she wants to come in.
Come in.
Mummy's got to go upstairs now and get something to change you with. Because you need a clothes changing, don't you?
Hello, Mummy.
Oh, look, what's happening now?
Mummy.
What's the matter, sweet?
It's your sister.
Sore, yes, you have a sore knee, don't you?
Hello, Major. Right, Mummy.
Just before you start pulling the cotton wool, let's wipe your hands. You've already had
what's
a wash this morning, but you've just eaten chocolate buttons and you've got chocolate all down your knees.
Yeah.
And you need to change your nappy, don't we?
Yeah. And
I
know it's a bit really. My nose is a bit on a bit,
Well, that's really made me feel good about myself, Thomas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Where have you the bean, Dimitri and Mummy?
Where have you what?
Mummy taxi.
Oh, for your cafe. He's asking where have you been, because he says... He actually says, where have you been? Where have you been?
Where have you been, Mummy? Where have you been, Thomas?
Well, I've been with Thomas. Where's Thomas been?
McDonald's.
Chips at McDonald's. How have you this morning?
Ooh.
Yes. For breakfast. You been to McDonald's for breakfast this morning?
Yes.
Oh.
Chip shop.
I see. You're obsessed by the chip shop, aren't you? But finally, you don't say Daddy works at the chip shop every time we ask you, where does Daddy work?
Sending and show.
Where's he work? Alan Hall? Where?
It's Alan Hall.
At Alan Hall, that's an attempt, huh? Oh, yes, that's lovely. Where's Thomas gone? It's a bit peaceful, though, too. It's lovely. I'm giddy now. Come on, let me see you. Where have you been?
What's this? Victoria Bitrini.
Don't be cheeky, you.
Victoria Bitrini.
I haven't got a big willy. Thomas, calm down. Now. Come on, you're being silly. You're being silly. Now stop it.
You're rough.
You're too rough. Yes, I'm glad the message has finally got through. You're too rough.
Yeah.
And you're wet. Horrible child. Could do with throwing you in the bath, really. Throwing you somewhere. Like you. Yes, that's a good idea. You lie and look at that book. No? Well, of course, hassling with those instead, do you? What's on your nightshirt?
What pillow? What's this?
It's you when you were a baby.
No milk. No milk.
No milk.
No.
No, that baby's not drinking milk. God, my dad does.
My ears. Oh dear.
Oh. What's that?
Oh dear. Oh.
You're wet, aren't you?
No, Mummy.
No, come on, Thomas.
Where
have
you been, Mummy?
I haven't been anywhere, Thomas. I went upstairs to get things to change on now.
Chip McDonald's.
I've been to lie down now. Be careful because you'll fall off the table. Thomas. Oh, sit still.
It's me, Jesus. And
buckling.
And
look.
What did you drop?
You'll drop yourself off the table if you keep doing that, won't you?
So there.
You hold top of me, that's right. Can't get the baby lotion out of the. That's it.
This made
you. It's a talcum powder. Is it?
Yes.
Ooh, aye, hey, hey, hey. Ooh, boo, boo. Ow.
I'm a bit surprised.
Oh, ow. Ooh, ow.
I don't understand why you were so wet, Thomas, because I changed.
Ow.
You got it. There you go. I suppose that was quite.
Ooh.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I need you.
Big bruise. Big bruise on your body.
Let me see it. Ouch. Ooh. Ooh. Oh dear. Let me check something.
Can you see yourself in the reflection of the glass? I think you can.
Ooh.
careful. No.
Falcon powder everywhere.
She's thinking that it wouldn't be nice if you got it in your eyes, in your mouth, and nose. I'm just going to use another wipe now on your legs. Don't think they're wet.
No.
But I'm
what's this?
Not sure.
Falcon powder.
Usually when you're very wet or very messy, we just plonk them in the bath because it's easy, isn't it?
This.
You've got a sore knee there, haven't you? You're very careful. What happened?
And the boy.
What happened?
And the boy.
The boy?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was Uncle Brian came to the door. And you went running out. And you fell on that brush, do you remember?
That's my fault too.
Mummy fell last night, didn't she?
Then the taxi.
That's my mummy.
Well, if your mummy fell, Dimitri, would you fall about laughing like Thomas and your dad did last night? When I fell in the sandpit. I almost broke the lid. I was coming out because you were up to no good and I was rushing. And I tripped and I fell backwards and I went, ooh!
Mummy up.
Ooh. Oh, what are you going to do? What happened?
Ooh!
And I landed on the lid of the sandpit, didn't I? And it's all buckled in. And I couldn't get up from laughing, and you didn't help, and Daddy didn't help. What happened?
And Thomas,
you haven't got some clothes on, darling. Pick up prayers. Pick prayers. Very photogenic. Yes.
Yeah.
Can't think what you did. You're always falling about. It's probably something to do with your bicycle. Don't even think about it. You're swinging the lampshade. I know what you were going to do. That's Daddy's fault because Daddy doesn't get naughty.
Daddy's cheeky.
Yes, Daddy's cheeky.
Yeah.
You're both cheeky. Do you want to put up with you two? Come on now, calm down. Come on, let's put this nappy on quick.
Hello, Mummy.
No, steady. Oh, come on. Calm down.
My tummy is spinning.
Well, you said it.
Yeah.
If only you knew, Thomas, you were being filmed.
Nunu.
No, not Nunu. I said, if only you knew.
Mummy. Two money. Two monies, please.
Two monies, please.
Yeah.
You should be paying me.
Pay me.
You should be paying Thomas. You're wet, aren't you? You've just wet, haven't you? Yes. Oh, who's there, Mummy? You finished?
No.
No. Well, do you want your potty?
No.
Maybe, I think you have finished, haven't you? That's because you're getting all giddy and excited. Come on, lie down. Read your book.
No,
Thomas, come on.
Just roll the window.
The window?
You're looking at yourself and Thomas. Everything is going on the floor. That was only a little bit of wet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Ooh.
Not what
are you doing with the light?
It wasn't worth worrying about, really, was it?
No.
Get you decent.
Ew.
No.
No.
Thomas, come on. Hey, listen. Tell Dimitri about... Well, don't
this rope and a big green bus come. Green bus.
Like a green bus?
Mmm. A mess opened.
A mess opened?
Mmm. Green mess.
Big mess.
A green mess.
Ah. What are you talking about? Are you talking about your accident the other day in the bath? Green leaves?
Leaves. All down.
All down?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
You're so young.
Don't really know what you're talking about now, Thomas.
Green goat at the traffic lights.
Green goat at the traffic lights? No, oh, I really still don't know what you're talking about. Because the other day when you were in the bath, you had an accident, didn't you? You had a bit of an upset tummy and you said it was green leaves. And that's what I thought you were talking about when you said green, but you're talking about you're talking about traffic lights and green lorries and green buses, so I'm totally lost.
Sure. We mix it round and round.
The green mix it round and round.
It's coming.
Come on, nappy on now, nappy on. Who do you usually see when you're having a nappy change in the bedroom?
When you're
having a nappy change. When you're having a nappy change upstairs, you look out of your bedroom window, who do you see?
Norman.
Norman, Linda and Brian's garden gnome.
Thomas.
Well, I see that they've put a little stone rabbit next to him now. Probably so that he doesn't get lonely.
No, Norman.
So I have to ask them what they call the rabbit, and then you can say hello, Norman, and hello, whatever, for the rabbit. When are you going to start using your potty?
No.
Profit. No, but you used to. I don't know what's happened.
What's happened now?
Well, I don't know what's happened now. You used to be
really,
used to be fantastic using the potty, and then you just refused to do it. What are you going to fall? Let's get your dress now.
No, the potty.
Thomas, come on. Your potty. Thomas, it will get to me. Do you want your potty?
No.
No, I'm not going to make. No, I don't know what's happened, but I'm not going to make. Oh dear, we're upset, aren't we? I don't know what happened, Thomas, but you suddenly went off using your potty.
No.
Don't worry, Mummers. No, I'm not going to force you, just when you're ready. I was just making a suggestion.
No, Mummy.
Has something happened?
Manchester Thomas.
Manchester Thomas?
No. No bass.
There was no bass?
No. No dress.
No
dress. No dress. You've got to get dressed.
No.
Come on, let's see what she
No.
Thomas, I'm not fighting with you. Come here. What's the matter? What have you done? I take it you didn't want your vest on. Throw it?
No.
You shouldn't have thrown it, should you? Thank you. Thomas. Oh, come on.
No.
Look, there's a bit there about my clothes.
No.
where's Thomas gone? I guess he's gone under the table. I'm going to wash my hands now. Where is that? There he is. Hello, Thomas.
Hello.
Thomas and his nappy.
No.
Yes. You've got to get dressed later.
Oh, ooh. Ow.
Haven't you?
Ow.
Ouch.
Yeah.
What are you doing now? Are you lying on the floor?
Oh.
Oh, he's gone again. I can't see Thomas. Where is he? Where's Thomas? Ah, there he is. Oh, he's gone again. Where's Thomas? Oh, Thomas.
Do you think he might come out when he sees the fire gossip?
What do we have in there? There's a box on the table. Look. What is it?
Toys now.
Toys now.
Ooh, it's this. Oh, paper.
Same.
Ooh.
And look.
Can you play with that?
Oh, yes. The mash. No, from there.
Mash.
No,
it won't go through there.
No.
It would not fit.
Oh.
Oh, I was going to have that.
What's
it? It's an ice cream. It's a vanilla ice cream. Yeah, is it nice?
Yeah.
The ice cream van.
Yeah.
Yes, you did that the other night, didn't you? Bit the bottom off the cone and all the ice cream melted and dripped through.
No food there.
Mummy was wondering this morning why she looked so spotty, but when I think about it, we've had this week, talk about an excuse with it being a bank holiday. We've had ice cream, we've had chips, we've had Coke, we've had chocolate. It's no wonder, is it?
All sorts of strange
sorts of things and lack of sleep.
Hey, Mummy.
Oh, thank you. You're getting a bit more spotty, are you?
Do you think the little man in the station might like some ice cream?
Oh, I can't find a man, but there's a bird, look. Do you think the bird would like some ice cream? It's supposed to go on there? I don't know. I can see a man who might like a bit of ice cream. We'll turn him round to look through the ticket office window.
This window.
Oh, look, he's come to the door.
Hello, Thomas. Please, may I have some ice cream? Thank you.
What about Thomas? What about the person in the car? They might like some ice cream.
Person in the car.
Person in the car.
Don't mind me trying to dress you while you're busy, really.
Oof, what a big ice cream.
Oh, oh dear. Oh dear.
Oh no.
We must try
it. Oh dear. You were so excited by eating an ice cream that you'd run over the bird. Oh dear, what a mess.
What's this?
That's the ice cream, and the biscuit is called the cone.
Cone.
Ice cream cone. That's nice.
train.
Too many things out. Oops, the daisy.
What's happened?
What's happened? I tell you what, that's a jolly big bird actually, Thomas. I'd be quite frightened if I was at the station. It's almost as big as the guard in the ticket office. Noise, don't you? You're going to run the train on the track. Track putting out, do you?
Train go past. And through the gate.
Through the gate.
Yeah.
We need to have a word with the rail track about this time. Dangerous, isn't it? Track's falling off like that.
Me.
Open it with this bit of pocket. Pull that back like that. Use the handle there. Whoops. That's it. And then down we go.
Chain
lash. What about the car? Do you think the car travels any easier on the track? Cheating going round. I think actually it's a lady in there, not a man, Tom. You're giving lady drivers a bad name. Ignoring signals and nipping around corners.
Train two.
Noise of that, don't you?
Yeah.
Lots of noise, doesn't it?
Mum, I did it first.
Was it? And they were open. Whoopsie daisy.
Your money.